Low-impact exercise is one of the best ways to reduce joint pain and stay active as we age. Your joints are like hinges. They need gentle movement to stay smooth, flexible, and pain-free. When joints get stiff or sore, even walking or climbing stairs can become difficult. That's where low-impact exercises like swimming, walking, cycling, yoga, Pilates, and Tai Chi come in. These activities reduce stress on knees, hips, and ankles while improving strength and flexibility. Think of it like oiling a door hinge. Smooth, gentle use keeps it moving freely and lasting longer. Low-impact exercise also calms inflammation, helping reduce swelling, stiffness, and pain. Even 20 minutes of gentle movement can lower inflammation levels in your body. For example, Mary noticed her morning stiffness improved after adding yoga and daily walks. Low-impact exercise also supports weight management, which takes pressure off joints. Losing just 5% to 10% of your body weight can ease joint load by up to 40 pounds per step. Carlos switched from running to cycling and swimming and saw major relief in his hip pain. These exercises build strong muscles that support and stabilize your joints like natural braces. They also improve balance and coordination, reducing the risk of falls and injury. Activities like Tai Chi teach your body to move smoothly, improving stability and confidence. Start small, just 10 minutes a day, and increase your time and intensity gradually. Now let's explore how specific low-impact exercises protect and strengthen joints. Swimming is one of the best choices because water supports your body and reduces joint pressure. Jane found knee pain relief by switching from jogging to water walking and pool workouts. Pool lunges, water walking, and leg kicks all help strengthen joints without impact. Warm water pools help loosen muscles and relieve stiffness during movement. Use flotation devices and wear water shoes to make aquatic workouts safer and more effective. Mark with hip arthritis swam 3 times a week and saw noticeable relief in just 12 weeks. Cycling helps lubricate joints by moving synovial fluid, which reduces friction and stiffness. It also strengthens muscles around the knees, hips, and ankles, improving joint support. Tom cycled regularly and noticed stronger quadriceps and reduced knee pain. Adjust your bike seat height so your legs almost fully extend at the bottom of each pedal stroke. Pair cycling with healthy eating to manage weight and reduce joint pressure. Jessica used a stationary bike and lost 15 pounds, easing her joint pain significantly. Yoga stretches muscles and improves flexibility, allowing joints to move more freely. Jane used gentle yoga poses like cat-cow and forward fold to reduce knee and hip stiffness. Pilates adds strength to flexibility with precise, controlled movements that support joints. Mike improved shoulder and hip flexibility after 8 weeks of Pilates. Combining yoga and Pilates builds a strong, flexible body that protects joints from pain. Sarah used both to relieve tightness and improve posture, reducing overall joint strain. Walking and hiking are great, but require attention to technique and gear. Wear supportive boots with good tread and consider trekking poles to reduce knee and ankle strain. Use a zigzag pattern downhill, keep knees slightly bent, and take shorter, balanced steps. John reduced his knee pain by adjusting his downhill hiking form and stride. Strengthening leg muscles before hikes improves joint support and reduces the risk of injury. Tai Chi is a slow, graceful exercise that improves balance and joint control. It strengthens muscles around joints, gently increases mobility, and sharpens body awareness. Maria improved her hip flexibility and morning mobility through regular Tai Chi practice. Tai Chi reduces fall risk by improving posture, coordination, and muscle memory. Yang-style Tai Chi is especially helpful due to its rhythmic, low-impact movements. Balance exercises like standing on one leg build strength in key stabilizing muscles. Designing a weekly routine that includes a mix of these exercises protects joints long-term. Alternate between cardio, like swimming or walking, strength training, and flexibility work. Start small, 5 to 10 minutes per session, and build gradually based on how your joints feel. Include rest days and light recovery activities like stretching or slow walking. Keep a workout journal to track what works and what needs adjustment. Maria used swimming and resistance bands and saw improvements in just a few months. Barriers like pain, time, or fear can be overcome with the right strategies. Use warm-ups, heat packs, and gentle movement to ease pain before exercise. Break sessions into small chunks. 5 or 10 minutes at a time fits any schedule. Find enjoyable activities and supportive partners to stay motivated and consistent. Use chairs or handrails if you're afraid of falling, and focus on safe movements. Tai Chi, chair yoga, and water exercises are especially helpful for beginners or those with fear of injury. Tom managed his pain with biking, and Sarah found motivation by walking with a friend. Low-impact exercise is a lifelong tool to support joint health, reduce pain, and improve your quality of life. You don't need to push hard to see results. Consistency and care make all the difference. Whether it's a swim, a bike ride, or a gentle stretch, every movement helps you reclaim your freedom. Protect your joints now for a more active, independent, and pain-free future.